Speaking beyond our borders, on land, on the seas, and in the air. This is the Chief Cotty Show.
Welcome along to the Chief Cotty Show. And kwa tanganeza, sangwa mugela, tinokuchinga mizai. Welcome, where we dive deep into the dynamics of Africa's culture, politics, as well as the economy itself, straight from the people who are actually shaping this beautiful continent. I am your host, Chief Cotty, and this week we are bringing you insights and extraordinary stories from the heart of Lesotho. Today we are honored to have with us a special guest in the form of Honorable Mampo Tabane, Lesotho's Deputy Minister for Trade. Now, Honorable Tabane has been at the forefront of advocating for transformative economic policies that aim not to just enhance trade, but to also boost tourism and invigorate general business within the beautiful Lesotho Kingdom. So in this episode, we are going to explore the strides that the beautiful land of Lesotho is making under her leadership, discussing upcoming initiatives, as well as understanding the challenges as well as the opportunities that lie ahead in the sectors of trade and tourism, and just generally this beautiful land of Lesotho. I wish you could see what we have seen. So make sure that you get your headphones, your earbuds, whatever it is, man. Stay with us right here on the Chief Cotty Show, because this is going to be a riveting and enlightening discussion with Honorable Tabane.
The Chief Cotty Show.
Welcome along, ma'am, and maybe I will just start by asking you to tell us who you are.
My name is Mampo Tabane. I am a member of parliament here and assisting the Minister of Trade and Industry as his deputy. And I have been in business for the past 33 years, so I know the challenges in the industry, the potential in the industry as well. I have started the Basotho Flea Market, which I started in my constituency, and then it grew to a point whereby we said now we need to engage the whole country, and now we are going to have our third one, which we want to make it different in that we're going to have a conference whereby we are inviting other countries to come and join us, to come and see how we can collaborate and make the continent a marketplace where we can now be trading with each other. We do have our unique resources from Lesotho, so we are working tirelessly to see how we can put all the manufacturers in one place and then have their different clusters and see how we can assist, especially in the certification and also market access. Because I always feel that funding is not that of a number one problem. The most big problem is the access to market. And we are working on the online platform because we know now it is the era of digital economy, so that it will be easy for us to transact and work. And together with other countries, we need to have our own African Alibaba, the physical trading, not only that, but we are also looking at agriculture, whereby we want to promote agriculture, because we know with the agriculture, then it feeds into the manufacturing, whereby they do the processing. And we now also pushing the tourism, because we know that tourism will attract a lot of other investors and other countries to come to our beautiful mountain kingdom. We are also working with the mining sector, because we know Lesotho is very rich in diamonds, but we are still trying to see other minerals that we have. So we do have a lot of raw materials that we can now say, what can we do with our raw materials to create some economy for our country?
You speak very broadly and very passionately about these issues of trade. And I like the bit about the global market access, or the gateway into Africa, as it were. So Lesotho generally is a very unique in its economic and geographical composition. I think from the picture that you've painted for us, what are the main challenges perhaps that the country is facing in increasing its trade, both regionally
perhaps globally as well?
The biggest problem is market access. That's why we had to come up with this flea market, whereby we are saying we know the challenge of advertising. The advertising and marketing is quite high. So we said if we give them a platform to come and display their product, we'll then know what we have and who we have and how we can extend a lending hand. Right now, we have some incubation programs from Millennium Challenge and the CAFI. The CAFI is being funded by World Bank. It's going to incubate 500, mainly youth and women, in a period of 5 years. So you find that normally people in the districts, they don't have access to information. So you want to bring them in one place and then take their products, profile them well, and then put them in the digital space, whereby we are saying, let's showcase them, not just to Lesotho, but to the rest of Africa and the rest of the world. And all this time, our economy has been in the hands of the foreigners, which is posing a lot of problem, because you know the foreigners, mostly of them, they don't bank here in Lesotho. They take the money outside the country and they don't even pay taxes.
Are there any particular incentives that you're putting in place to protect those investors that are coming in with their money? Number one. Number two, are there laws that you have put in place to make sure that you equalize the gap for the foreigner and the local, to put the local at an advantage?
So there are 47 businesses that we have identified for our indigenous people here. So we are saying, let's go back to the drawing board. Where did we get it wrong? Mainly we are saying, you being the main investors, we are looking at you occupying and building big industries so that we'll be able to give our people jobs, not to go down and take the jobs of people on the street, whereby they are selling fruits and veg, and you see a foreigner as well selling fruit and veg.
So I just also wanted to find out if there are any initiatives that you've put on the ground beyond these 47 businesses that you have identified to bolster the local entrepreneurship and support for the small to medium-sized enterprises within your country.
We still need to have a round table with the stakeholders so that we can see now if we are taking them out of the smaller industries, then we have them on the table. Which other space can you think we should create some more
opportunities? I guess, yeah.
Yeah, because if you're looking at the smaller businesses, we do buy a lot of stuff from China, and that means they can bring that stuff here closer to us, because we're really struggling. But the manufacturers, you find that if I'm manufacturing cosmetics, it's cheaper to get my bottles from China, to get my equipment from China. So if they can get in that space, it will make our industry grow faster and bring that technology here as well.
That's very interesting, considering the amount of money that Lesotho has spent importing products from China. I think you are very much on the right path. We're talking about something between 110 to 116 million dollars that was spent during the 2022 period. So that's a drive that I guess the country desperately needs to balance up. But Minister, as I wrap up my interview, is there anything that you would want Africa to know about Lesotho? Why should we come and visit Lesotho, invest in Lesotho? Why would we do that?
I would say Lesotho, like a developing country, it means there's a lot that needs to be done. There are lots of opportunities. We as Africans, we need to collaborate and build Africa. Like I said, we do have some natural resources that we have here that other countries don't have. And we are the least developed country. We do need a lot of infrastructure. We need a lot of energy generation. So we see, and we have seen, that a lot of proposals that are coming from South Africa and other neighboring countries here. So we are saying, let's come and sit down and see how we can now collaborate and build Lesotho, because Lesotho has got a lot of potential, and the atmosphere here, you know, Basotho, are very easy to get along with. And we are saying there are also lots of other incentives that we give to our investors. We do give tax holidays. There is some assistance from government, and we also have some apprentices that are being paid by government to assist in the industries. we do have a lot of incentives that we give to our investors, and but we take Africans as Basotho, so I think we treat them differently than the people from the South, whereby we feel that they are supposed to be bringing a lot of investments. But for you as an African, we are really saying, here there are opportunities, and we know as Africans, we think alike, and we have one vision of saying we are one, and Lesotho is saying we are starting to open that, and from here we'll be able to do and attend the roadshows in other countries and see that we promote tourism both here in Lesotho and the rest of Africa.
So as we draw closer to today's enlightening conversation, I'd like to express my utmost gratitude to the Honorable Minister for joining us and sharing such invaluable insights on trade, tourism and business in the country of Lesotho. Thank you very much, Honorable, for your dedication and efforts in propelling our continent forward. I would also like to extend my huge thank you to my incredible team behind the scenes who make all this possible. None of this would happen, of course, without their hard work and dedication. And of course, to you, our listeners. Oh, dear. I'm so grateful. Thank you so much for tuning in and being part of this journey as we explore the vibrant spirit of Brand Africa. Kush! It is, and the remarkable people fueling its growth. Don't forget also, guys, to subscribe to the Chief Koti Show on your favorite podcast platform to stay updated with our episodes. So we're going to be giving you a next one that will be a bloma of an episode. Follow us also on our social media platforms to continue the conversations and get a sneak peek of what is upcoming as far as the shows are concerned. Until next time, guys, keep empowering each other and continue to contribute positively to our beautiful continent. This is Chief Koti. Zwashu fano akonao naiwe rofuna dindifuna zone. And
speaking beyond our borders, on land, on the seas and in the air. That was the Chief Koti Show.